Good morning. Welcome to our Friday session for the University of Texas Nonprofit Institute. I'm Joyce Hellams, a managing director with Ernst & Young, and I'll be your presiding officer for this morning's program. I'm also the co-chair of the program with Tomer Inbar and Megan Bell, and I can't tell you how excited we are to have all of you here live in person again. It's our second year back post-COVID, and we're so grateful for all the support we've been given to bring this fantastic program to you today. And it's my great pleasure to introduce our first speaker of the day, David Gehr. He received both his LLM and JD from the University of Denver. I was just telling him that's one of my favorite states. But, you know, he got to Texas and became a Texan as soon as he could. I don't know if his wife dragged him here, but he's... but we're so excited to have him. Today he's going to speak on protecting your nonprofit client opinions, privilege, and return positions. David leads the tax controversy practice at Lock Lord, and he works with businesses and high net worth individuals and tax professionals through all types of complex civil and criminal tax controversies, everything from audits and litigation to investigations and collection matters. So please welcome David.
Thank you. So they decided to start off the morning with a tax guy to really wake everybody up, get everybody excited and pumped about the day. So here I am. I hope I don't put you to sleep too much. So I'm a tax controversy attorney. That's what I focus my practice on. And what that involves is generally helping people that have gotten themselves into snares or companies that have gotten themselves into snares and help them get out of it. Usually that involves going to court or handling things with administrative appeals and so forth with the Internal Revenue Service, but also involving planning on a going forward basis to make sure that they don't continue themselves in the snag, sort of the old saying that when you're in a hole, stop digging. So that's what I attempt to do. I thought I'd talk today about a few kind of cases that are out there, things that are the government is focused on a little bit in the nonprofit area. Nonprofit and tax schemes are present all over the place, so we'll talk about some of those, and you really have to be careful about the things that your clients get into, what you get involved with them on, and how to handle things appropriately to protect them and to protect you. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit today. So I've got some nonprofit scams over the years that are happening now or have happened over time. So the first one I wanted to talk about was donor-advised funds. Donor-advised funds are amazing, make things a lot simpler for most people. They're great, but they've been the, whenever the a new law, a new situation occurs, There's people that have figured out ways to take advantage of that. And so donor advised funds are one of those areas. You wouldn't think that that would be the case, but there's actual criminal schemes out there, people that are being investigated by CI about donor advised funds. So the ones that I've seen generally will involve the sort of following situation where you send money to a donor advised fund, you get a deduction for it, which is great. Then that money that goes to the donor advised fund is transferred over to another entity where sort of an investment that the donor advised fund is going to do. And then that that entity is going to loan money to the donor or a trust that the donor sets up, some sort of situation like that. So, of course, when you make a gift, it's got to be like a complete gift, like you're giving it away and there's no strings attached to it. But whenever there's strings attached to it, you know that there's problems.